In Europe, former Bosnian Serb General Zdravko Tolimir has been sentenced to life in prison for crimes committed during the Balkan War in the mid-1990s. Stefan Boss reports that the United Nations Tribunal in The Hague found him guilty of several atrocities, including complicity in Europe's worst massacre since World War II.
After more than 5 years in detention, the 64-year-old Zdravko Tolimir was told he would spend the rest of his life behind bars. Judges at the United Nations Tribunal in The Hague voted 2-1 to find him guilty of several war crimes, including playing a key role in the massacre in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica. Some 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed after Bosnian Serb forces captured the town in 1995. It was Europe's worst atrocity since World War II. Tolimir was called the right-hand man and eyes and ears of Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic during a conflict that killed 100,000 people. Mladic himself is also on trial at the UN court. Tolimir argued that he didn't know about the atrocities and wasn't even there. However, presiding judge Christoph Lücke of Germany disagreed. He said there was proof that Tolimir knew what happened. As an example, the judge said the court learned that Tolimir ordered a prison to be prepared for thousands of men from Srebrenica.
The majority has found that the accused, in ordering that the preparations should be stopped, had knowledge of the fact that these men would be murdered instead.
Wednesday's verdict was the fifth conviction for genocide by the tribunal dealing with crimes after the breakup of Yugoslavia. Two former Bosnian Serb officers, both subordinates of Tolimir, were given life sentences. Two other Bosnian Serbs are serving 35-year prison terms for aiding and abetting genocide. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.